As Tokyo residents worry about the level of radioactive iodine in their water, people living near the nuclear power plant are more concerned about the radiation that's in the air that's absorbed through your skin. Like many of us, Here in Now's Adam Ragusea found all the terms about radiation levels confusing, so he tried to put it into perspective. He starts by talking with Randall Monroe, a cartoonist with a physics degree in Cambridge, Massachusetts, who's plotted dots on a chart to compare the different levels.
I started just saying, okay, what's the smallest thing that I can plot? And I made a little dot for that. And I said, okay, now what are some larger doses of radiation people would get? And I would make them proportionally larger. And pretty quickly, I found that it got much too big to fit on the chart.
So to visualize the vast orders of magnitude separating an X-ray from Chernobyl, Randall came up with an elegant diagram. In one box, he has a bunch of little dots representing the amount of radiation given off by some common things.
You get about 0.05 microsieverts, which is one dot on the chart, by just sleeping next to someone for a night, because our bodies emit natural radiation.
Now that little dot is dwarfed by the cluster of 70 dots representing the average extra daily dose of radiation that's being measured now in towns near the Fukushima plant in Japan.
And both of those are dwarfed by just the background dose that you get anywhere in a day, which is about 10 microsieverts.
Or about 200 dots on the chart. Sounds like a lot, but
all of those doses totaled up total the extra radiation you get if you happen to live in a stone or a brick house.
And how much radiation is that? Well, it's about 1/12 of the highest doses of radiation recorded in the area around Three Mile Island during the accident there.
And that, in turn, the worst of Three Mile Island, is about a third of a mammogram's worth of radiation.
Okay, I get this may be hard to visualize. So I converted a bunch of the values on Randall's chart into durations of sound. The longer the sound, the higher the dose of radiation. Here's a sound representing the amount you get from a typical dental X-ray. Want to hear that again? Okay, now here's a duration of sound representing the average total dose that someone living near Three Mile Island got during the accident. One more time. Dental X-ray, Three Mile Island. Okay. Now, here's what a mammogram sounds like. Yeah, this is going to go on for about 30 more seconds, so let's get back to Randall's chart.
The biggest thing on that section of the chart is the yearly dose permitted to radiation workers. So all of that, if you got the maximum dose that you're permitted to get in any one year,
and you got a mammogram,
and you got a mammogram, a CT scan, a chest X-ray, and you were near Three Mile Island and near the Japanese reactor, and you lived in a stone or a brick house, altogether, you would still get less radiation than the 100 millisievert dose, which is the lowest dose that's clearly linked to an increased risk of cancer. There's a chance that a little bit smaller doses than that are linked to cancer, but the data is just a little bit fuzzy.
If represented by one of my little tones, the cancer-causing dose would be a tone lasting almost 17 minutes. An immediately fatal dose would be represented by a tone more than 22 hours long.
That's Here and Now's Adam Ragusea, with some perspective on what different levels of radiation mean and sound like. You can see the radiation chart at hereandnow.org.